we present Dixon of Dock Green, with David Calder as PC George Dixon, David Tennant as PC Andy Crawford, and Charlie Brooks as Mary Dixon. Needle in a Haystack, dramatised by Sue Rodwell from the television screenplay by Ted Willis.
Evening, all. And not a very pleasant one to be out and about. Still, so long as the rain holds off. I've got a while yet before I get my tea. Mary'll have something tasty on the stove. She's a good girl. Looks after her old dad. Don't know what I'd do without her. Still, mustn't think of food just yet. Tempting fate, you know. This time last week, I was looking forward to some haddock and chips and putting my feet up by the fire. But Nancy Harris put the mockers on that one, all right. Chips.
Mm, I haven't had chips for weeks.
You'll never have had chips like these. Mary does them just right. Crisp on the outside, and when you bite into them, fluffy.
Oh, please, George, don't. All I'll be biting into this evening is something my landlady calls cottage pie, and I think she puts a fair amount of cottage in it.
It's time you got some good food inside of you, lad. I think we'd better let Mary fatten you up a bit.
Mm, I'd like that very much. A bowler with that.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's Nancy Harris. She always means trouble. Come on, Andy. We'd better see what's going on.
Well, I'm not worried. You're the ones who'll be sorry.
Mrs. Harris.
Cutlers. Never here when you're wanted.
Well, we're here now, so if you'd like to tell us what happened.
It was them kids, didn't you see them?
I saw some boys disappearing around the corner.
Oh, a lot of use that is to me.
What were they up to?
Hooligans, they are. They all want a good hiding.
Is that a bruise on your forehead?
You're sharper than you look.
How'd you get the bruise?
Pinched some potatoes, didn't they? When I chased after them, they threw the tatties back at me. Hit me right on the head. Could have killed me with my own veg.
Do you know these boys?
Usual lot of wasters. Spend all their time running wild when they're not tormenting honest folk like me.
Can you describe any of them?
Well, it's not them I'm worried about. They've gone now, good riddance. It's my Cyril.
Cyril?
Them hooligans scared him away, bullies.
Well, I'm sure he'll come back in his own good time.
Or if he's gone up the dock again, he doesn't bear thinking about poor little Mike.
How old is Cyril?
6, next birthday.
Right, I think we'd better have a description.
Oh, that's more like it. See, Mr. Dixon, the young'un's got a bit of zip about him, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Mrs. Harris, a description.
Right. Well, he's brown, with a white patch under his chin, and his left ear's got a bit missing. And when he barks...
So Cyril would be a dog?
A terrier.
Right. Thanks, George.
What are you laughing at? He ran off towards the docks, and if he falls in the river...
Now, Cyril's too clever for that. Give it a few more hours, Ma. If he's not back by tomorrow morning, come into the station. Let Sergeant Flint know.
Flint? No, thank you. Probably accused me of being drunk and disorderly again, persecuting innocent folk. I want you two to find my Cyril.
Well, just now, I'm more interested in finding these boys you say attacked you.
They did attack me.
You were shouting something at them.
Can't blame me, can you?
Certainly not.
I like you. You've got a bit of sympathy for a poor...
Ma, you said they'd be sorry. What did you mean?
Well, they will be if I get my hands on them.
And something about sweets?
No, I don't remember. You just keep an eye out for my dog.
They're not sweets. Isn't that what you said?
If you find him, I'll give you some nice fresh carrots. Or does Jock here prefer parsnips?
PC Crawford, if you don't mind.
Oh, you look as though you could do with a bit of nourishment.
Ma, what did you mean about the sweets?
I don't remember saying it. Wasn't thinking straight with the ruddy great lump coming up on me head.
What else did those boys take from your stall, besides potatoes? Will you tell me here or down at the station?
Didn't think I was the victim the way you're going on.
Ma...
They're always pinching things. It's not my fault if they took something that'll bite them back.
Cyril?
No.
What was it, Ma? What did they take? Right.
We'll have to talk about this down at the station.
But I've got a stall to run. I can't just leave it.
Would you like to take Mrs. Harris to Dock Green, Constable Crawford?
Of course. Though Flint always does things by the book when I bring in a suspect.
Suspect?
Yeah, could take all day. Might even have to stay overnight if Flint thinks you're holding anything back, Ma.
It was just some pills.
What sort of pills?
Or something to make their gut ache, if there's any justice.
What sort, Ma?
I wouldn't know what they're called.
They're not yours, then?
Found them, didn't I?
Where?
In the street.
Really?
Yes, really. And you can't prove any different.
You didn't think to hand them in?
Well, I was going to, but I hadn't got round to it.
Can you remember what was written on the label?
No.
If those boys come to any harm because you won't cooperate...
Well, you're making out I did something wrong. They were the ones attacked me.
We're not saying you've done anything wrong, Ma.
Don't you ma me. I won't take cheek from baby coppers.
I want to know what sort of pills they were. Now.
Said Barb something. That's all I remember.
Barbiturate?
Might have been.
Do you know how dangerous they could be?
It's not my fault if they thieved off my stall, is it?
If some child thinks they're sweeties.
That is what I was trying to tell them, wasn't it? So you can't blame me.
Who were these boys?
I don't know.
Well, they didn't call each other by name.
Not that I heard.
I don't suppose you know where any of them live.
Don't know, don't care.
If one of them dies...
Not my fault.
Come on, Andy. We haven't got time for this. I'll have to let Flint know. We need to find that bottle. And quick.
Don't forget about my Cyril. Cobbers.
Yes, Sarge, some kind of barbiturate. I don't know how many were in the bottle, but I reckon more than enough to be dangerous. Yeah, we'll start to make a search this end. If we begin in Maiden Street and work our way over to Howard Road... No, no time to lose. Right, Sarge, will do. Well, Andy, seems we'll both have to wait for our supper tonight.
That'll be no great loss for me. Yeah. Do you think Mrs. Harris really found those pills in the street?
I doubt it. And I'm pretty sure she knows exactly how dangerous they are. It's not only vegetables Ma trades from that stall. We've just never been able to prove it.
Well, let's hope the boy who pinched them had the good sense to chuck the bottle in the nearest dustbin.
Yes. And that's where we'd better start looking.
It was a long evening. Going through dustbins, searching alleyways... turning over piles of rubbish, checking anywhere a kid might throw a bottle he wanted to get rid of. Not a sniff. But Sergeant Flint wanted the pills found and quick. For once I agreed with him, 100%. So, me and Andy, we were out again early next morning, rummaging through the sort of muck that turned anyone's stomach, no matter how long they'd been in this game.
What is it?
A rat, I think. Hard to tell.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't have breakfast this morning.
Oh, you should have. Nothing like a good fry-up, first thing.
Not the way my landlady cooks it.
Oh, come on, Andy. She can't be that bad.
Oh, she is, I promise you. Hang on.
You found something?
No, just a bit of broken milk bottle. This is like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Now, that's what I was thinking.
It's hopeless, isn't it?
Well, if we can't find the pills, we're going to have to try and find the boy who took them.
Now, how do we do that?
Well, there's a young lad I know. Keeps his ear to the ground. He may have heard something.
Does that mean we have to look through this rubbish till school's over?
School? I don't think we'll find Archie Summers behind a desk.
Where then?
He usually hangs around in Reader Street.
I thought that was still just a bomb site.
It is. I was doing fire duty the night it was hit. Old Prentice family were killed.
Sorry, George.
What?
Your missus was killed in an air raid, wasn't she?
That's a long time ago. Our kids play cowboys and Indians in the rubble. Come on, let's go talk to Archie.
Meow! 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 Meow!
That's quite a raid, Archie.
Mr. Dixon, what are you doing here?
I wanted to introduce you to Doc Green's newest recruit.
Hello, Archie.
Hang on. Oh, get me book.
Book?
He's got us all listed in his little green book. Name, rank and number. Isn't that right, Archie?
It is.
Well, I've heard of collecting car numbers, but this is a new one on me.
I'll give each copper a tick or a cross, depending on whether they're any good.
I won't ask which I've got.
Wouldn't tell you, Mr. Dixon. Right, name?
PC Andy Crawford, 406.
Thanks.
There was something else, Archie.
Thought there might be.
We're looking for some pills that went missing yesterday.
Don't know nothing about any pills.
You know Mrs. Harris?
Yeah, worse luck.
We think some boys took the pills off her stall.
That right?
Have you heard of any kids trying to sell them?
I'm not a narc.
We know that, Archie. But we need to find these pills as soon as we can.
I've not heard anything.
Well, keep your ears peeled. And this is for your help.
A tanner! Must be serious.
It is. Come on, Andy. We better get back to the dustbin. Keep your voice down, Mary, or the lad will hear you. I'll be out with a cup of tea for you in a minute, Andy.
Bye.
What are you up to, Dad?
Peeling taters. This lot looks as if they'd come off Ma Harris's store.
Dad!
Look, Andy's miserable where he is, and our spare room's just going to waste.
It's been going to waste for years.
Well, he'd be company for your old dad when you're working late or off on one of your courses.
Oh, you poor old thing. Left with just your pipe and your books and your pals calling round all the time.
He's got the makings of a good bobby, Mary. I wouldn't want him chucking it just because he's not happy where he's staying.
As long as you're not matchmaking.
Oh, would I?
Yes.
Well, not after you sent poor old Albert Taylor off with a flea in his ear.
I'll find my own boyfriend next time, thank you. And he won't be a policeman, I promise you that.
I think I'd better be off home, George.
Doesn't sound like much of a home from what Dad's been telling me.
No, but I don't want to impose on you.
You're not imposing, lad, and I've just peeled enough spuds for three. Right, Mary?
Yes. Yeah, you must stay for tea.
Are you sure?
Of course. We can't let good food go to waste, I suppose.
And after tea, I'll show you the spare room. Andy didn't speak with his mouth full or spill the gravy, so Mary said he could move in. It was a much happier PC Crawford, pounding the beat the next day, I can tell you. Even if we had to go and see Ma Harris again, I was sure she wasn't telling us all she knew.
You got Cyril back then?
No thanks to you lot. He came home last night, limping he was, poor thing. I had to take him to the vet.
I'm sorry to hear that, but we haven't come about the dog.
What then?
We're looking for some dangerous drugs, if you remember.
So you've not found the boy who took them?
Not yet.
Typical.
But yesterday you didn't seem to care if we found him or not.
Well, I do now. Do you know how much that vet charged me? I'll tell you, an arm and a leg. And that boy's parents are going to have to pay for it.
Oh, well, in that case, we'd better bring in Scotland Yard to help with the search.
Well, don't you be sarky with me.
If there was just something you could remember about the boy who took the pills, anything at all.
I didn't see him, I told you. They were all round me. I was frightened.
You ma frightened?
I'm not strong, you know.
You really can't describe any of the lads.
Well, they all look the same to me, apart from the carrot-headed little tyke. He's the worst of the lot. Kids today, there's no respect.
Hold on, Ma.
What?
Are you telling us that one of the boys had red hair?
And freckles all over his cheeky little... What are you looking at me like that for?
How many boys round here have red hair?
No.
Not many, I can tell you.
Well, glad to have been of help. Don't I get a thank you?
Hop it, Ma, before I run you in for something.
Oh, charming. Built up, Cyril.
Andy, what nickname would you give a boy with red hair?
Well, up in Scotland, we called my best friend Ginger.
Well, that's what I thought. I think that needle might just have got a bit easier to find.
Again? Blimey, Mr. Dixon, you trying to recruit me?
Well, that's not a bad idea. We need bright young lads in the force.
Yeah?
Keep your nose clean for the next few years and you never know. Might be a good job waiting for you.
Me? A copper? My dad wouldn't wear it. So, what do you want this time, Mr. Dixon?
Do you see much of Ginger these days?
Ginger? Now and then? Why?
We want to talk to him about these missing pills.
You think Ginger took them?
That's the word on the street.
Well, if I see him, I'll let you know.
Thanks, Archie. I'm counting on you.
Officer 406 not with you, then?
Who?
PC Crawford.
No. He's busy back at the station.
Ginger!
What you doing here? Thought you hated school.
The coppers are looking for you.
Me? Why?
About those pills.
Don't know what you're talking about.
They think you pinched them.
Come off it.
Archie's right.
What's going on?
You've been following me.
I have. All the way from the bomb site.
Nice one, Archie.
It wasn't my fault.
So, this must be Ginger.
You crossed on me.
No!
He's telling the truth.
That'll be the first time.
Thought I could trust you, Mr. Dixon.
We'll talk about that later. Right now, I've got some serious things to discuss with this young man. Off you go, Archie.
I won't trust you again.
Kids.
How old are you, son?
I'm not a kid. I'm nearly 12.
Right, Ginger. We need to talk.
My name's Billy.
Billy. You know Mrs. Harris, don't you?
No.
Runs a fruit and veg stall up near the baths.
Don't like veg.
No. What about potatoes?
All right, I suppose. I've got to get back to school. Break's nearly over.
Well, the sooner you tell us what we want to know, the sooner you can go.
Nothing to tell you. I've done nothing.
But you do know Mrs. Harris?
Suppose so, if that's her name. It's not what we call her.
Were you hanging around her stall yesterday morning?
I was at school, wasn't I?
You were seen.
Couldn't have been, because I wasn't there.
You took something from the stall, didn't you?
I told you, I don't like veg.
I don't mean vegetables.
What then?
There was something else on the stall. Something very dangerous. You or one of your gang took it.
I'm not in a gang. Gangs are for kids.
Oh, and you're not a kid?
No.
So you're old enough to know you should tell the truth.
Of course.
Especially to policemen.
What do you want to know?
Did you take a bottle of pills from Mrs. Harris's stall?
No.
Do you understand how dangerous these pills are? If anyone swallows them thinking they're sweets, they'll die.
You don't scare me.
Why should you be scared if you didn't take them?
I didn't take anything. Search me if you like.
I don't think there'd be any point, would there?
No, because I never took nothing. I've got to go now.
Once you've given us your full name and address...
I don't know anything about any pills, I swear.
Name and address.
Billy Wright, 34, Dempsey Street.
Billy Wright. You taking time off from captaining the England team then, Billy?
Billy Monks, 34, Spencer Road.
That's more like it.
You won't come by, will you? Mum will kill me if I bring coppers to the ass.
We won't have to if you've told us the truth.
I have.
You'd better get back into school, Billy, or you'll get a caning.
Doesn't worry me. I have plenty of those.
What do you think, George?
To be honest, Andy, I don't know what to think.
Does that mean it's back to the rubbish?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But first, I want a word with young Archie. I feel bad about tricking him.
Archie doesn't seem to be back yet.
No.
Look, he keeps his den really neat. Pile of comics, bottle of pop. It's a real home from home.
Yeah, it is.
What's that you found?
It's Archie's green notebook. He's ripped my name out of it.
Sorry, George.
Probably deserve it. Come on, Andy. Let's get searching. And as soon as school's over, we're going to call on Billy Monks and his mum, and I'm going to get the truth if I have to shake it out of him.
So you went to school today?
Of course.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're back early.
I just come straight home instead of going to the park like I usually do.
Why didn't you go to the park?
Didn't feel like it.
If I find out you've been skiving off school again, your father's going to give you such a hiding. It's all right, Rosie. You go to sleep, love. Well, seeing as you're back so early, you can keep an eye on your sister while I do the washing.
Right.
You're not going to make a fuss?
I don't mind looking after her.
Well, miracles never cease. Just rock the pram if she starts to grizzle. I don't want to hear a peep out of her, Billy.
You won't. All right, Rosie. What have you done with it? Where's that nice rattle I gave you? Yeah, I know you liked it. All those pretty pink sweets spinning round. But where is it? Are you lying on it? Come on. Rosie, I've got to find it. Shut up, will you? It's for your own good.
What are you doing to your sister?
Nothing.
Nothing? I can hear her from the kitchen.
Not my fault.
I can't trust you for a minute, can I?
I wasn't doing anything to her.
Oh, it's all right, Rosie.
What did you do? Pinch her?
I didn't touch her.
You little liar. She'll never settle now. I'm not having your father kept up all night again. I'm the one who suffers.
It wasn't my fault.
Never is. Get out, Billy, before I whack you one. Go on.
What was the number again?
It's 34.
It'll be that one with a broken window. And look who's coming out the front door.
Well, at least we know Billy wasn't lying.
He looks scared out of his wits.
Your legs are younger than mine, Andy. Go on, get after him.
Billy,
wait.
Oi.
Get your hands off me.
I'm not having you running away.
I wasn't. I was looking for you.
Oh, you expect us to believe that?
It's true. It's about those pills.
What about them?
Are they really dangerous like you said?
Why?
Could they really kill someone?
They could. They probably will if we don't find them soon.
Oh, I didn't know.
So you did take them?
Tell us, lad.
She took them off me.
Who?
Rosie, my sister.
Where's your sister now?
At home. She's only a baby.
A baby?
The bottle's in her pram. She couldn't open it, could she?
I hope not.
Oh, it wasn't my fault.
Come on, Billy, let's get you home.
Mum will kill me.
I'm sure once she realises you didn't mean any harm.
You don't know my mum.
Is it just your mother at home now?
Yeah, I'm Rosie.
Right, well, if we can get these pills without your mum being any the wiser, how would that be?
How are you going to do that?
I'm not too sure. But I've already let one young lad down today. Don't want to make a habit of it.
I'm coming.
Mrs. Monks.
Billy, what have you done now?
Nothing. That's right, isn't it, mister?
It is.
Can we come in, please?
I suppose. I don't want coppers... policemen on my doorstep. So what's this all about? What's Billy done?
You always blame me.
And I'm always right, aren't I?
No, your son's done us a good turn, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes?
Aye. He's...
He's found a missing dog.
That's it, yes. A wee terrier called Cyril.
Cyril?
Yeah.
I'm not having a dog in the house.
It's been returned to its owner, who's very grateful to Billy.
Oh,
I rescued it.
Well done, love.
That's a bonny baby you've got, Mrs. Monks.
She is.
He's a bonny wee baby.
Don't wake her, I've only just got it to sleep again.
It was in the river, the dog. I had to dive in and save it.
Did you?
That's right, isn't it, mister?
Aye.
You're not wet.
I ran around to dry off. I'm an hero, aren't I?
You are, Billy, a proper little hero.
Yeah, there's nothing like having a baby in the house, is there?
I suppose not.
Is that a picture of Billy?
I'm sorry?
On the sideboard.
Oh, yes.
He looks very smart in his uniform.
Suppose he does.
And this one, this will be Rosie.
Yes. Look, I don't mean to be rude.
Oh.
What have you done?
Sorry, I must have knocked the pram. There, Rosie.
Leave her be, will you?
Oh, she's a big girl, isn't she?
Don't pat her like that. She'll be...
Oh, dear.
You'll have a hard job getting that off your jacket. Use this nappy.
Right.
Don't worry, it's clean.
Well, we'd better be off back to the station. Get you cleaned up properly, Constable.
Well, we don't have to go just yet, do we?
I think so. You're beginning to niff.
Yes.
Will I get one of those scrolls, then?
Scrolls?
For rescuing the dog.
We'll see, Billy. Yeah, we'll see.
George, I didn't have a chance to find the pills.
I know.
Well, then...
Did you get him okay?
I didn't have time.
But if Rosie gets sick...
You wouldn't like that to happen, would you?
Of course not.
So you won't do anything so silly again?
No.
You look after your little sister?
Yeah, but if Mum finds the bottle...
Yeah, well, she won't.
You've got them!
No, George, you were nowhere near the pram.
Neither was the bottle. I spotted it under the dressers as I walked in the room. Your Rosie did what every baby does with a bright new toy. Chucked it straight out of the pram.
She's not stupid, Rosie. So when do I get me scroll for saving the dog?
Clear off, Billy, before you get a clip round the ear.
I was just asking.
Do you think he meant to hurt the baby?
I don't know. If he did, he regretted it pretty quick. Come on, Andy. We'd better tell Ma Harris the good news.
I want him arrested.
Are you sure?
He stole my property, the little yobbo.
But these pills aren't your property, are they?
What do you mean?
You said you found them in the street.
I did. They're still mine. Finders, keepers.
But then I have to ask myself, why would you want a bottle of barbiturates, Ma? After all, you couldn't sell them on. Not legally.
I wouldn't do that.
You know, there are far too many drugs about in Dock Green these days. Uppers, downers, all sorts.
Why are you telling me?
If I ever catch you selling anything but fruit and veg off that stall, Ma, I'll throw the book at you. I mean it.
Coppers. I was going to give you a nice collie, but you can whistle for it now.
That's a relief.
Ma Harris kept her nose clean after that, which is more than you can say for her produce. And Billy Monks? Well, I wouldn't say he turned into a saint, exactly. But whenever I bumped into him, pushing the baby round in her pram, there was a look of pride on his face. As if he'd saved his little sister from some terrible fate, all by himself. I don't know what happened to young Archie. Nothing bad, I hope. Kids. Well, I'm off for my tea. So I'll say evening all.
In Dixon of Dock Green, George Dixon was played by David Calder, PC Andy Crawford by David Tennant, and Mary Dixon by Charlie Brooks. Nancy Harris was played by Carol McCready, Mrs. Monks by Kate Byers, Billy Monks by Michael Carolan, and Archie by Jonah Cook. Dixon of Dock Green was dramatised for radio by Sue Rodwell from the screenplay by Ted Willis and produced in Bristol by Viv Beebe and Jeremy Howe.